Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. Well, Attorney General Gentner Drummond has announced his intent to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration if it does not withdraw a rule by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that designates the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species. We had the opportunity to catch up with the Attorney General to ask him why he made this decision.
Well, I think that, you know, the agricultural community of these Midwestern states are the environmentalists of our state. So my wife and I just finished a feed route on our cattle ranch. We know how to properly stock. We know how to properly manage the wildlife, the flora, the fauna, and our own livestock. And we don't need a bureaucratic entity out of Washington, D.C. telling us how to stock our pastures, where we can have our feed roads, where we can put our feed bins, things like that. And that also applies to oil and gas industry, where, you know, the industry has evolved over the last 50 years. And it's been my observation that they're very attentive to placement of oil derricks and pump jacks and access roads and the like. And so we just frankly don't need the federal government telling us how to manage our real estate in Oklahoma, Western Oklahoma, and Kansas.
What is the litigation you're proposing?
Promulgated a rule, and there's the opportunity to comment. And so we have basically loaded the gun for the litigation. We've given the demand, we've given our comments, and we hope that this causes, and it's a coalition of states, Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, that will make the federal government pause, engage with our respective state wildlife departments, and see if, in fact, we need this kind of overreach from the federal government. And I'm hopeful that they pay attention and take input from the states that it affects.
Once again, that is Attorney General Gentner Drummond. Well, we're officially 1 month into the new year, so let's check in with crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson to see what the markets are looking like so far.
In Oklahoma, our wheat is 34% poor to very poor, 39% good or fair, and then good to excellence only 17%. And that's all over the hard red winter wheat area. And so our crop conditions are on the bottom side of that limit. Also, this last week, the price of nitrogen, I think, took a dramatic drop. They were talking about around $950 a ton down to $770, $780, somewhere in that. So a significant decline in nitrogen prices.
Anderson said it would be great if we could get rid of drought, but wheat can still be produced well if rain does come at the right time. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.